Erie County Executive Mark Poloncar says the good news is the six county residents recently tested for the new coronavirus do not have the virus.
The tests were performed, the samples were collected, the tests were performed, and we got the results back this morning saying they were negative and they were announced by the governor.
But with 11 confirmed cases downstate and 19 in Toronto, it's likely the county will have to test more residents who fit the testing criteria from the Centers for Disease Control.
That's why I want people to understand there are going to be additional incidences of this.
There's questions about how transparent that testing will be. Poloncar said Wednesday that Governor Andrew Cuomo violated the law and privacy guidelines by announcing Erie County residents have been tested. However, he later backed down, saying it was merely inappropriate. Dr. Gail Burstein, the county's health commissioner, says the public only needs to know about the test results that come back positive for the virus.
We will tell you if we do have a positive case, because that's something that you need to know to protect yourself. However, if we have tests that are done and those tests are negative, there's nothing that the public needs to know to protect themselves. It's just business as usual.
The county will soon be able to test for the virus locally as opposed to having to send samples to a state lab. The county lab has been approved to receive the chemicals needed for testing.
There are very few public health labs that are going to have that opportunity to do that, at least in New York State, and we are one of them because of the incredible staff that we have here and the work that they do.
Tom Dinke, WBFO News.